I believe in making beautiful, useful things with my hands.
I believe in the power of story.
I believe in all that is small.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island, Motherhood. Women travel down such diverse paths to become mothers, paths that are often filled with great struggle and sacrifice. Although for some the path to motherhood is relatively smooth and linear, for others the journey is remarkably complex, filled with untoward detours and meanders. Whatever the journey, for most mothers it is rich and complex, and as Isadora Duncan once said, "With what price we pay for the glory of motherhood." And these are the very sentiments shared by this week's essayist, Sina Shapiro.
9 years ago, sitting in the Moscow Marriott at age 46 with my newly adopted one-year-old daughter, I realized that I was going to be old when she graduated from college. This was the very first time I had ever felt my mortality and had stopped to consider my chronological age. I had long ignored the biological clock theory, thinking it was mere hyperbole. On that cold winter's night, 9,000 miles from home, I felt my life begin. At that moment, I was filled with pride, joy, and the fullness of starting a new family. Little did I know that I had just joined a new club, Moms Over 40, with no dues-paying members, no guidebook, and no glue to bind them. Arriving back home, my husband and I expected everyone to share our joy. We had launched his two children into adulthood and chosen to start a new family. Although our personal decision seemed very logical, the reactions were quite puzzling. Seeking solace, I set out to interview new older mothers across the country. I was inquisitive. Why did they start or restart a family? How did they feel? Were they to live their lives over? Would they do this again? I would go to the farthest reaches of this country to interview the most iconoclastic women I could find. I had endless hours of heartfelt, poignant, spiritual discussions. In the end, I saw myself in every face, heard myself in every single story. Love. This is about love and life choices. It is about strength, guidance, conviction, perseverance, determination, willpower, a fierceness of spirit, and the breaking down of all relational obstacles, be they physical, emotional, spiritual, or financial. In many ways, each woman choosing motherhood over 40 has broken down a barrier in pursuing her own path, her own destiny. My desire in presenting midlife motherhood is for women to find the courage to live fulfilling, truthful lives. The zeitgeist of our times has allowed this new phenomenon to emerge and blossom. In my case, my journeys to Russia, my ancestors' homeland, became a spiritual epiphany which ended in the adoption of my two children who I believed were meant to be mine and were just waiting for me to claim them. In my younger years, I failed to embrace my true calling, an unspoken truth for many of these women. I believe I speak for many others when I say that we will stop at absolutely nothing to become mothers when our time is right.
Sina Shapiro, now age 55, is the mother of 8 and 10-year-old children and 2 stepchildren. She is the creator of Nurture, Stories of New Midlife Mothers, and the blog motheringinthemiddle.com. Shapiro reports that her projects support midlife mothers by giving them a face, voice, and forum. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.